Our gospel today is from the 15th chapter of Luke, which is known as the lost chapter. Hear now the story of the lost son. Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of your property that is going to belong to me.' So the father divided his property between the two sons. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property on dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a great famine took place throughout the surrounding country, and he began to be in need. So he hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled up on the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. When he came to himself, he said, 'How many are the hired hands, my father's hired hands, who have bread enough and to spare? And here I am dying of hunger. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am not worthy to be your son. Treat me as a hired hand.' So he got up and set off for his father. But when he was still far away, the father saw him and ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. And the son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am not worthy to be called your son.' But the father said, he called his slaves and said, 'Go, get him a coat, the best one, and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf, the big one, and kill it. For we are going to celebrate and feast, for my son, who was dead, is alive again. My son, who was lost, is found.' So they began to celebrate. Now, the eldest son was out in the fields, and as he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants over and asked what was going on. And the servant replied, 'Your brother has come. Your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' And the eldest son got angry, and he refused to go in. So the father came out and began to plead with him. But the son answered him, said, 'Listen, for all these years, I have worked for you like a slave, and I have never, never disobeyed a command from you. And yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends.' 'Oh, yeah.' And then he said, 'But when this son of yours came, you killed the fatted calf. This is the son who squandered your property on prostitutes, and you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to his son, 'Son, you are with me always. All that is mine is yours. But I had to rejoice and celebrate because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. come. Jesus used the words come a lot. When John's disciples were wondering if Jesus was Messiah, Jesus said, come and see. Come and see. As he walked along the Sea of Galilee and Peter and James and John were there, he said to them, come. Come and follow me. Come. It's a word of invitation. A word to say, come from wherever you are and come and look. Come and see. Come join. Come explore. Tonight is Ash Wednesday. It's an invitation to come and receive ashes. To come and you're an invitation into the inquiry into what it means to be mortal. What it means to walk with Christ toward death, and also an invitation to explore what it means that Christ died and was resurrected. An invitation to come. And for some of you, you may be not used to the Lenten season. You may not be used to the church. You may not be used to spiritual disciplines. It's an invitation to come and explore and see what happens when you turn parts of your life, when you turn your whole life over to God and take on worshiping and praying and serving and giving. Jesus says, come. For some of you, the invitation is to come back. Certainly that's what the story of the lost son is about. A son who intentionally went away from home. Who turned to money and feeling good and things like that to try to find life and fulfillment. For him, it was a coming back to the Father who loved him, coming back to the place where he really belonged. And boy, don't we need to come back. We wander away. We forget who to trust and what to trust. We fall into the trap of thinking, oh, just a little bit more money is going to solve all my problems. Just eating a little bit less. or just getting a little more popularity or a new car. We turn to things and we start relating to them like they are the ones that are going to make us fulfilled, that are going to give us peace, that are going to make our life work. The word for that is idolatry. And when we recognize that we've wandered away, the invitation is to come back. And so often the wandering way we do is like that of the lost son, focused on what makes us feel good, being all about me, 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 me. During this Lenten time, the invitation is to come back with works of service, to put your focus on others, to get your focus off you and put it onto God, to giving away things that are of treasure to you, to recognize that they don't control you if you don't allow them to. It's an invitation to come back wherever you have wandered off, even if it's the wandering away that the eldest son did. They got too hung up on all the things he'd done to earn love and be more important. And he got so angry and wouldn't join in the celebration. Sometimes we need to come back and practice grace and forgiveness and to rejoice when others find life. Come back. And what do we come back to? The invitation, the encouragement, the practice of this Lenten season is to come back to God. to remember who the source of life is. Who is the one who created us, who knows us, who watches us, who's always with us, even though we pretend that we don't even know that God exists. God is right there waiting, watching, hoping, yearning, ready to accept us with open arms, to lavish us with the best of life, to welcome us back into the world of God's abundance and grace. This Lenten season, we're going to dwell in the story of coming back. The story of the lost son, the prodigal father, the lost eldest son, the story of coming back to God, remembering who we are, taking on those things that allow us to focus and dive into the abundance of God's grace and love. Come back to God.